Greetings all, and welcome back to your one-stop shop for mystery, magic, and miracles. You'll realize as you begin this episode that the music is different for this intro, and it's because I want to mix things up a little bit. So stay on your toes, because in the following weeks, there will be some slight changes. I'm just trying to keep it interesting for both you and me. But you know what keeps this podcast interesting? Are the fabulous guests I find, and this weekend is no exception. This week, you're meeting Tim Thomas, and Tim does a lot of work to support veterans in this world. Tim is a former Special Forces operator, and honestly, he's a whole lot more than that. When we started our conversation, he was telling me that he'd already run that morning, he'd already done his cold water plunge for the morning. I mean, the list of things that Tim had already done kind of just blew my mind. And you'll hear a little bit of that conversation in the Easter egg at the end of this episode, because there is an Easter egg. You know how much I love those. And so after the credits, if you want to listen, that part of our conversation was really fun too. Now back to Tim. Together with his team, he's raised over $1 million for charities that create real, measurable change. And he supports two that he's particularly proud of: the Gallipoli Medical Research Foundation, which pioneers breakthroughs in health research for veterans, and the Queensland Brain Institute, which is known globally for its work in neuroscience and mental health. Tim and I got along really well, and his miracle experience that he shares, you know, just left my jaw hanging, because I can't even imagine being in the same situation that Tim describes. And I'm going to give you a little hint. It has to do with a shark. But true to his nature, Tim is unflappable. He's kind of unstoppable. And he's also really, really funny. I don't know how I keep meeting these really humorous, incredibly self-effacing human beings, but there appear to be a lot out there. So now, let me introduce you to Tim and have him tell you all about Tim, but also about that shark.
I'm like, okay, well, I'm in this moment. The shark's biting on me. I'm drowning. What can you tell me with the information I've got about sharks? And so I literally go, what do I have about sharks? So all the information, I pulled everything up about sharks in my mind, and it didn't help, because all the stuff I had around sharks was just me being scared of sharks. Because I grew up on the west coast of South Australia, where all the big great whites were. So I grew up like screaming with nightmares of sharks. But I had this, I've been blessed enough to have a few NDEs. And one of them.
I love, first of all, that you say you've had a few NDEs, because usually a person has one and it changes their entire life.
It could have been growing up in the 70s. It's just another day. Well, I have discovered that we have this wondrous body. And there's something inside of it that is, it's in our physical bodies, yet it's not physical, non-physical. And it can be stirred by, you know, music, movement, dance, breath, combat, NDEs, and or having a dream for your life that, you know, defies possibility. There's this energetic signature that's unique to each person. And when we have an experience that we're really connected with, then that sort of energetic signature gets enhanced so much more than we could expect. And the term I kind of use is energetic millionaire. And if you can use that as your plotting device, then you start to become a sovereign person, because it's like this golden compass is leading you where you need to go. So I had this one NDE. I'm a spear fisherman, and it was a classic one where, you know, life flashing before my eyes. And it was a shark attack. But the point was, afterwards, a guy asked me, do you think that was a spiritual experience, seeing all this stuff flashing before your eyes? And I said, no. And here's why. Because it was a cool experience, right? I literally, all my things flashing in front of my eyes, and I think that's like a chemical that gets pushed into your brain and all your stuff gets pushed together. But I, in that moment, I'm like, okay, that's just a bunch of information. That's not serving me. And I literally treated it like a Google search engine. I'm like, okay, well, I'm in this moment. The shark's biting on me. I'm drowning. What can you tell me with the information I've got about sharks? And so I literally go, what do I have about sharks? So all the information, I pulled everything up about sharks in my mind, and it didn't help, because all the stuff I had around sharks was just me being scared of sharks. Because I grew up on the west coast of South Australia, where all the big great whites were. So I grew up like screaming with nightmares of sharks. And I'm like, well, that's no good. Okay, well, let's try this. Let's try predatory animals. So I put that into the search, and I came back with a friend of mine called Wes. Now, you've probably heard of this, the crocodile hunter, Steve Irwin?
Yeah.
Okay, so his right-hand man is called Wes, and him and I are jiu-jitsu buddies. And a few years back, he got bit in the ass by a crocodile, a big boy, and I go to visit him in hospital. And in the hospital, in my NDE, I'm in the hospital room with Wes, clear as day. And what he said to me gave me context and brought me into the moment. He said, and I asked him, so what was it like? He says, you know, Tim, it was funny. For years I was scared about, you know, crocs, and honestly wondering what it would be like. And here it was actually happening. It was sort of like, it was almost relaxing. And then I took that information and I went back into the moment like, yeah, wow, my whole life I've been worried about this one thing, and here it is actually happening. And it's actually kind of relaxing, you know, like it's finally happening. It's no longer this thing that's chasing you. It's actually got you, right? And this thing wasn't letting go. I was stabbing this thing in the eye. And the only thing that saved me was I was wearing this thing on my leg called a shark shield, which is like an electrical device. And dumb me, I didn't have it turned on. But the on switch was inside where it was biting. Like, it was biting on my leg, and just in the corner of its mouth, it couldn't quite close, and the on switch is in the mouth. I'm like, you know, bugger it. I'm about to die here. I might as well lose my finger. So I stick it kind of in the corner of its mouth, and I'm feeling around inside its mouth for the on switch. And then I find it, and I flick it on, and then boom, the thing lets go. So you know, I get to the surface. It was probably the sweetest tasting air I've ever tried. Afterwards, someone said, was that a spiritual experience? And I'm like, no, because it was just everything I've seen from my own perspective. It was cool in the way that it was presented, but it was nothing new. And I said, if that was truly a spiritual experience, you wouldn't just be a chronological order of events. I'd see one event and how it affected, say, two other people, and then maybe four, and all that ripple effect, you know, a bit like a bee. It just wants to make honey, but do you think it actually knows that it's pollinating that plant, making fruit for the plant, making animals for the eat the fruit, making animals eat the animals eat the fruit? You know, like this whole chain of events outside of its one natural desire to move forward. And this is, to me, what faith is. Faith isn't knowing whether God exists or not, because he simply does or he doesn't. Faith to me is knowing that my average everyday life is creating these powerful and positive impacts either side of me. Now, I can't see them with the eyes that I have, but I believe we've all been given that compass where if we do the things that give you joy, you know, that make you feel good, that, you know, that light you up, like they're the things that are having these effects outside of you. And I do have the faith to think that when I get to the other side, God's going to go, hey, Tim, here's your life as you saw it. And he'll show what I've already seen. And he'll say, here's your life as you didn't see it. And he'll show all these, you know, ripple effects that I never even knew was there. They just felt good to do, and I felt led to do. And it didn't make sense at times, like, why the hell am I doing this? But God knew that. Thank you.
one, don't forget that there is a little Easter egg at the end of this episode, so make sure not to miss it. Tim does some breath work with me. We have a conversation about the cold dipping and other things. And all in all, it's just a really sweet addition to this conversation that I've released today. I need to thank Tim for being such a gracious guest, but also for being a badass. I mean, he's telling this story of having several NDEs, and all I can think is, what? I mean, if you have one NDE, and that, my friend, stands for near-death experience, you kind of have your life forever altered. The fact that Tim has had multiple, I think, speaks to his bravery, his resolve, and basically his refusal to give up. I think it's incredible that he's in this world helping a population who often, after conflict, after the violence, after wars have ended, are taken for granted and kind of just left to live their own lives and muddle through whatever trauma they brought back from the wars. So I'm very grateful that Tim is in the world and that he's doing so much work to support them. Please remember, there will be a link in the episode show notes to Tim and his work and his website, so be sure not to miss that. Please click on through to find out a little bit more about what this incredible human is doing in the world. Thank you for listening, and here's my one request. Be like Tim. Don't give up. I mean, I'm not telling you to go out and fight a shark, or even fight a crocodile. I'm not telling you to go do something crazy that might threaten your life, but I am telling you that in the challenges in your life, in those things that make you feel uncomfortable, in those things that maybe make you scared, there is a possibility for you to stand up and be righteous and be brave and be there for other people who are maybe suffering. There's a way to be present with your convictions in a way that is both beautiful and brave. So in these coming years, we're gonna need people to be both beautiful and brave and stand up for what they believe in. You know, we've got each other's backs, and I firmly believe that. So be like Tim, have other people's backs, support other people who are suffering, be present for those who need you. And you know what? It's gonna make this world even more beautiful. It's gonna make this world even more magical. And we need more of that. We need more of that in our lives. I'll see you next week for the very next episode. And until then, be brave, dance like no one's watching, and stand tall in the courage of your convictions.